Sometimes we recess meetings. In this case, we had public noticed them as two separate meetings. So that was just the technical background for that. Okay, so we are convened at 6:33 p.m. The evening tonight is going to be spent taking public testimony for the confirmation of Jason Bruni for Department of Environmental Conservation. At this time, Representative Chris Tuck, Representative Sarah Hannon, Representative Dave Tellerico, Representative Ivy Sponholz, Representative Sarah Rasmussen, Co-Chair John Lincoln, and myself, Representative Tarr. We want to make a couple of announcements. I hope we can all, for the folks listening in, work together on this evening, because as I can look online, quite a few people are on the off nets. And what's happening this evening is there's public testimony on the budget, there's public testimony in a Senate committee on one of the constitutional amendments, and then there's also public testimony here. And so there's some concern we might overwhelm the system. And so we'd like to ask folks, I'm going to try to do some of the off nets, and then we'd like to ask folks, as soon as you testify, if you would please hang up so that the phone lines will be open for additional callers. And we're going to play it a little bit by ear. Hopefully this is going to work out and we're not going to run out of phone lines. We have 34 individuals signed up. I think we have 90 phone lines total. So I don't want to take too much time with those instructions, but we're going to try to move quickly and make sure that we do get through everyone. I think at this point, with the number of people signed up, we're going to limit the testimony to 1.5 minutes because, again, we want to make sure to get through as many people. So with the potential that the system could be overwhelmed, what would happen is that you would get a busy signal. And so we'd ask you to please call back. Again, we're saying that folks have until 7:15 to get signed up for public testimony this evening. We do also want to ask folks respectfully to also be respectful in your comments. In the earlier public testimony, felt like some of the public comments sort of pushed the boundaries of the decorum we'd like to maintain in the committee. And so we just ask people if they could think about that as they're coming forward and providing the testimony. We want to remind folks you can also send written testimony to house.resources@akledge.gov. That's house.resources@akledge.gov. And just as an update, because we've provided members a couple different packets here, we've received about 47 letters of opposition. And then we have, it looks like just about the same number, 50 letters of support that have been received by email, available online, and distributed to members. I want to thank Ms. Debbie Tillinghast, our LIO moderator, and Madison Truitt. Thank you for your help tonight. And I want to just go ahead and get transitioned right into the public testimony so we can get going. So I'm going to, again, take a few of these folks that are on the off nets right now, and then we just please ask you to end your call, and then, of course, you can watch online at akledge.gov. First up is Carl Portman.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Carl Portman, and I am testifying on my own behalf in support of the confirmation of Jason Bruni as Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. I have known Mr. Bruni on a professional and personal basis for 20 years and have high regard for his honesty, intelligence, integrity, fairness, and competence. He is passionate about Alaska and does whatever job or responsibility before him with great energy and fairness. These traits make him an excellent choice for Commissioner of DEC. As Commissioner, Mr. Bruni will follow the law and due process set out before him. A number of years ago, he worked for Anglo American advocating for the Pebble Project. However, in this role at DEC, he will serve as an impartial commissioner carrying out the mission of the department, including protection of our environment. Please confirm Commissioner Designee Jason Bruni. Thank you for the opportunity to express my opinion.
Thank you very much, Mr. Portman. Appreciate your testimony. And for committee members, I won't say it in the interest of time, but of course, if anybody has any questions for the testifier, please let me know. You have a question? Oh, he's from Anchorage, but which folks would appreciate if folks wanted to say where they're calling from or any affiliations. Of course, if you have a professional or community affiliation and would share that, we'd appreciate that too. If you want to say what district, people always like to hear that. Next is going to be Sylvia Panzarella, followed by Kristen Ullery, and then Oceana Willis. Sylvia Panzarella, please.
Hi, Yes, thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Sylvia Panzarella, and I represent myself and my husband. We have lived in Alaska for almost 20 years, first in Kodiak and for many years now, for a few years in Anchorage. I'm here I'm calling in to strongly oppose the appointment of Mr. Jason Bruin to the Department of Environmental Conservation. Mr. Bruin's former position as a spokesperson for the Petal Mine, along with other similar activities, should disqualify him for any consideration whatsoever. I would think that it could also set up the state of Alaska for some very expensive lawsuits regarding his extreme conflict of interest. You really cannot have the fox guarding the hen house. You cannot have fox guarding the hen house, and that's what it would be with Mr. Bruin in that position. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Next is Kristen Ullery.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Kristen Ullery, and I'm calling from King Salmon. I am representing myself, 5 species of Pacific salmon, more than 30 non-salmon fish species, 190 species of birds, 20 species of marine mammals, more than 40 species of terrestrial mammals, and countless species of invertebrates and primary producers. As a resident of Bristol Bay, a subsistence fisherman, and a public lands employee, all of which rely on clean water and strong salmon runs, I must strongly object to the confirmation of Jason Bruni as commissioner of the DEC. Mr. Bruni has repeatedly asserted his bias in favor of the Pebble Mine, and placing him at the head of the DEC would most certainly be unethical at minimum. It would also undermine Bristol Bay's opportunity to remain unspoiled and the world's strongest wild sockeye salmon run. Additionally, the confirmation of Mr. Bruni would reaffirm the people of Alaska's concerns that the corporate price tag on our state's resources are more important to those in power than the conservation of them for our future generations. Again, I adamantly oppose Mr. Bruni's confirmation, not because he lacks education or experience, but because it would be a conflict of interest, as well as a very poor choice on the state's part to appoint someone who would so proudly be willing to risk our abundant sustainable resources in order to gain quick riches through our unsustainable ones. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony this evening. Next is Oceana Willis, is going to be followed by Maureen Knutson and then Sue Goodlick. Oceana, please. Not on. We're going to go to Maureen Knutson from NACNAC.
Hi, this is Maureen Knutson. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Please go ahead and
give us your testimony. I'm calling from NACNAC, and I'm representing myself and my husband. And we live here and on salmon, and that is like the most important thing out here in Bristol Bay. And I just came from a public hearing about the Pebble Mine, and now I'm here calling to strongly oppose the appointment of Jason Bruni to be the head of the Department of Environmental Conservation because of the extreme conflict of interest that would present based on his past affiliation with the Pebble Project and Anglo-American and, you know, what he has said, his opinion relating to that development. So I think it would be very unethical and in a conflict of interest to have him being the person that would be deciding on permits for the Pebble Mine. And that's all I have to say, and thank you for the opportunity to voice my opinion.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony tonight. I do want to make an announcement. We really would like to have this be people who have not had an opportunity to testify before. So we would ask if you're someone who's called into a prior meeting, please if you want to send additional written testimony, but the public testimony this evening is really for the folks who haven't called in yet. So we're going to continue on with Sue Goodlick, Tobias Schwauer, and then Joe Benucci. Sue, please, from Anchorage.
Yeah. Yes, Sue Goodglick from Anchorage, and I'm representing myself, and this is the first time I've ever called into any meeting, so I wanted to say thank you for having the opportunity to do that, and I wanted to say I'm against the appointment of Jason Bruni to the head of DEC. I don't think he's impartial enough. An example is during the March Resources Development Council breakfast, he described it as his baby to get rid of the Ocean Rangers program. For those of you who don't know, that program was implemented because cruise ships were found to be dumping pollutants in the water, including inside the passage of Alaska. It was a ballot measure in 2006, and it was supported by the voters, and it pays for itself with cruise ship fees. There's no cost to the state. And I had to wonder why he wanted it gone, and what his reasoning he gave was it's not appropriate to be breathing down the necks of the cruise ship industry. And I just think that shows a bias towards industry, and it's also concerning to me how short-sighted that is. And I have to have question that if the cruise ship industry, will it thrive if our waters are polluted? And I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony. Going next to Tobias Schwauer from Anchorage.
Hi, my name is Tobias Schwauer. I'm a resident here of Anchorage, Alaska for over 20 years. I strongly oppose the appointment of Jason Bruni to be commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation for all the reasons that have been stated so far. But I also would strongly encourage the committee to think about the already huge erosion of trust in government in Alaska, here in Alaska, with this new administration, that the appointment of Jason Bruni will further erode that trust, and certainly not what we want, something with huge conflict of interest and the proven bias of his previous work towards just one side of the debate when it comes to regulations, environmental regulations in the state. That's all. Thank you very much. And it's my first time testifying.
Okay. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Going next to Joe Benucci, and just for folks that are in person at a location, we're going to try and take a few more on the off-net. So people, again, please hang up after you've had a chance to testify so we can keep the lines open. And then we'll cycle to some of the locations. Really appreciate your working with us to accommodate as many Alaskans as possible. Joe Benucci, please.
Hi, my name is Joe Benucci. Representative Rasmussen is my local representative here in Anchorage. I'm calling as a 24-year military veteran, a father, husband, and a resident of Anchorage, Alaska. I am speaking for myself and for my family. I oppose the appointment of Jason Bruni to the Department of Environmental Conservation. I think the appointment will result in regulatory capture of the Department of the State of Alaska that is supposed to protect the people, our air, our water, and our land. His record of pro-resource extraction at all costs across the state, whether it be Pebble or Anwar or Donlin or Chewitna, is clearly documented in the public record. He has little to no public record in support of any environmental causes to include clean air, clean water, and clean resources. He is a threat to all five species of salmon that are here in Alaska, as so articulated by those calling in from Bristol Bay. I think the continued degradation of the sport fishing industry and the increased restrictions by ADF&G on the Alaska public to sport fish on Kenai in Bristol Bay and in other locations across the state is indicative of the impact of the change of our environment is having on the state of Alaska. And as we continue to be more restrictive on the citizens of Alaska, we have somebody being nominated or proposed by Governor Dunleavy who is interested in being less restrictive on industry. I apologize for the noise. That's from my three-year-old. And so I implore the committee, I implore Representative Rasmussen, who represents me, to invoke the will of the people. And I think it's very clear that most people writing, testifying, are not in support of Jason Bruni's appointment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Benucci. Thank you for your service. Next, we're going to go to Diana Garfield from I don't know how you say this, Sequim, Washington, Sequim? I couldn't think of it. And then Dale Banks after that, Stacy Studebaker, then Sue Christensen. Then we're going to go to some of the in-person locations. Diana, please.
Good evening. My name is Diana Garfield. I'm calling from Squim, Washington. I'm a resident of Ketchikan, Alaska, active duty military and salmon fisherman. I'm calling on behalf of my family, including my 10-week-old son, in support of renewable resources and effective salmon management in Alaska. I do not believe that the appointment of Jason Bruni supports the sustainment of salmon runs for our next generation and the generations to come. His conflict of interest is clear and is well documented in the public record and through his social media actions. I would be curious to know if Mr. Bruni stands to gain any personal financial benefits from Pebble Mine due to his close affiliation with that company. And I believe that we need to appoint a person who will take a holistic view at all of Alaska's natural resources and manage them in a way that supports the future generations. Thank you very much for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you, Ms. Garfield. Appreciate your testimony and your service. Next, going to Dale Banks in Homer.
Hi. My name is Dale Banks. I'm calling from Homer, Alaska. I'm speaking on behalf of myself. I'm a small business owner down here in Homer. On the DEC website, I believe it's the mission that's stated at the top, and it says, conserving, improving, and protecting Alaska's natural resources and environment to enhance the health, safety, economic, and social well-being of Alaskans. Sorry. Mr. Bruni's resume seems to have nothing to do with that, with what the DEC is supposed to be doing, namely protecting the environment, protecting air quality, prevention and response, protecting and assessing water quality, and addressing environmental health issues such as safe drinking water, food safety, sanitation, and solid waste. These are a lot of important categories for Alaskans. His experience seems to be solely with resource extraction. I'm sure the resource development industry will be pleased with this appointment, but as our representatives, you should be insulted with this nomination. This nomination is such a poorly qualified candidate for this position. I mean, I am. I urge you to vote no on his confirmation and to request the nomination of a qualified candidate, someone with background related to the mission of the DEC and consistent with that. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony this evening, Mr. Banks. Next is Stacy Studebaker in Kodiak.
Hello.
Hi, we can hear you. Please state your name and give us your testimony.
Hello. This is Stacy Studebaker, calling from Kodiak, Alaska. I'm a 40-year resident.
Ms. Studebaker, you're coming in and out. The connection's not good. Could you use a handset and hold it closer, perhaps? Ms. Studebaker?
There's so much static. I can't hear.
You know what? I'm so sorry. We're not able to hear you at all. Maybe you could hang up and call back, or I can definitely look.
Can you hear me okay?
You're coming in and out.
Okay, well, I'll keep it short. Just calling.
Are you calling in support or opposition? Maybe if we can get that key word out of you. Support or opposition? Apologies, Ms. Studebaker. It seems we've lost you. So if you could please send to house.resources@akledge.gov, we would be happy to take your testimony. Going next to Sue Christensen and Homer.
Thank you. Thank you for serving the people of Alaska. I have been in Alaska for over 40 years. I have commercially fished. I've worked for the state. As an Alaskan constituent, I'm asking you, like the overwhelming number of constituents you've heard testify against Jason Bruni, do not confirm him as head of the Department of Environmental Conservation. As the former face of Pebble Mine Project and advocate for it, he is not impartial. With a job description that involves conserving, improving, and protecting Alaska's natural resources and environment, he is not the man. He's not well-grounded in environmental conservation. He's well-grounded in advancing a project that could very easily destroy the world's largest remaining salmon run. It's happened all over the world, but please you guys that we voted you in, use your integrity and just your highest conscience in this vote. His personal environmental ethic of thinking globally and developing locally, the job of a commissioner of DEC is not to be focused on local development. It's to be focused on and protecting the environment. And I would agree with some of the earlier speakers that already our faith in the elected officials with this latest...
Ms. Christensen, I need to ask you to please wrap up.
Okay. We'll vote you out. Listen to the people of Alaska. Protect Bristol Bay. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay, folks, I want to make the announcement again for anyone who called in after the first time. We have several meetings going on tonight, and there's some concern that we will not have enough phone lines to accommodate all the meetings. So any person who has testified, please hang up now, and you can go to akledge.gov and follow the meeting online. That's akledge.gov and follow the meeting online. I'm going to go to a couple that are in the in-person locations to just be respectful that people have been waiting. And then we're going to try to go back to the off nets and keep going through, because the other testimony is budget testimony, which is also very important. Want to make sure people get that opportunity. Deantha Crockett at the Anchorage LIO, please.
Hello. Sorry for the delay there. I was in the back of the room.
No problem.
Good evening, members of the committee. My name is Deantha Crockett. I know many of you in a professional capacity, but I want to be distinct in that I'm testifying on behalf of myself tonight. And the reason I wanted to do that is because I began my career working alongside Jason at the Resource Development Council, and I wanted to just give you a little description of what it was like to work with him. It was only days after I started there when we were sitting in a planning meeting, and I honestly can't even remember the meeting purpose, but I remember him vividly disagreeing with someone, and he was like, that's not even true. Sharks are ovoviviparous. And I'm not even sure I said that word right. And I don't know if any of you know what that word means, because I did not, but now I do, because Jason, who stores ecology in his brain, informed all of us confused souls at the meeting that it's a mode of reproduction in animals, which embryos develop inside eggs and remain in the mother's body until they're ready to hatch. So now you know, too. Representative Tara, I can see you're smiling, so maybe you knew as well. But I just want to share that story and let you know that I quickly learned a lot about Jason, and if we were all in high school with him, we would have referred to him as the science nerd. He's absolutely passionate about science. He forced me to take classes at APU about environmental impact statements because he let me know that I'd have to develop a knowledge in the environment and how resource development industries coexist with it, and it would form the basis for everything we did at RDC, and those lessons stay with me today. I can promise you that he'll be an amazing DEC commissioner, and I urge you to vote to confirm him. Thanks so much for the opportunity to share that story about Jason.
He's embarrassed appropriately, I'm sure, but thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What comes around goes around, right? Mr. Bill Jeffries, please.
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Bill Jeffries. I live in Anchorage, and I'm representing myself. I appreciate the opportunity to speak in support of confirmation of Jason Bruni as Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and against what seems to be a national trend of character assassination of political appointees by whatever means, whether truthful or not. I have personally been acquainted with Jason for over 20 years and have never had any reason to question his integrity or his commitment to his family, profession, or Alaska. Some of the previous testimony has been from individuals who do not know Mr. Bruni, but have climbed on the bandwagon to attack and undermine a good and competent candidate for the position of ADEC commissioner. Mr. Bruni's scientific background and objective approach over the years has served him and Alaska well. Once confirmed, Jason will be an asset to this administration and for the state of Alaska. I urge you to move the confirmation process forward and let the resource agencies get on with the business of the state. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony this evening, Mr. Jeffries. We're going to go next to the Kodiak LIO, and then I'm going to go back to the off-nets. Next in line on the off-nets will be Harry Moore, followed by Josh Best, followed by Annalise Zimmer, followed by Katie Gavinis. First at the Kodiak LIO is Mike Litzau.
Hi, my name is Mike Litzau. I live in Kodiak, and I'm speaking on my own behalf tonight. I'm testifying in opposition to the confirmation of Jason Bruni as the commissioner of DEC. As a state and as a society, we have the responsibility to pass along a healthy Alaskan environment to the next generation. Having a DEC commissioner who's an honest advocate for environmental conservation is a critical part of fulfilling that responsibility. Bruni's involvement in Pebble Mine development is disqualifying in terms of his ability to represent the public interest in the largest decision that will face DEC in coming years. And claims of impartiality are belied by Mr. Bruni's public comments, where he clearly describes his general philosophy towards the job as being primarily geared towards providing relief for polluters in Alaska. Alaska deserves better for its DEC commissioner. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Litzau. Appreciate your testimony. And also at the Kodiak LIO, Sean Doctorman.
Good evening, House Resources Committee and Chairman. My name is Sean Doctorman. I'm a 40-year resident fisherman from Kodiak here. I'm speaking on my own behalf. I am avidly opposed to the confirmation of Jason Bruni. As a Bristol Bay fisherman for the past 34 years, it's impossible for me to think that a former spokesperson from Anglo-American and the Pebble Project would be put into this position. He can't be impartial, and he does have a conflict of interest. And I'm going to quote something. He said, this is one thing he said to the miners and the constituents. Instead of being, he asked them, what can we change for laws? Well, don't we want a commissioner that asks, how do we protect the environment the best way with conservation? I mean, it's backwards. So I'm going to give my time up, and thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony this evening. We're going to go back on the off nets, and we lost a couple people, so I'm going to add a couple people to the queue. Harry Moore is next, followed by Annalise Zimmer, Katie Gavinis, then Shara Wasili. Harry?
Yes, good evening, and thank you for taking my call. Harry Moore here from Palmer, Alaska, and I am speaking on behalf of myself. I was lifetime fisherman out in Bristol Bay. My folks homesteaded just outside of Coconut back in the 40s and 50s. Moved to Naknek, and that's when I was born. But so, Jason Bruni, I'm surprised this particular individual is able to get as far along in this process as he has, because as the other individuals who've spoken against the Mr. Bruni, they've clearly identified that he has a strong conflict of interest, which was demonstrated on March 21st when he spoke to the Resource Development Council, asking them, once he is appointed, what he could do to remove regulations to ease the pressure on their industries. That shows a clear and complete conflict of interest to what the mission statement of the Department of Environmental Conservation is, which is conserving, improving, and protecting. That's an important one. Alaska's natural resources and environment to enhance the health, safety, economic, and social well-being of Alaskans, not foreign corporations. And right now, I am concerned that Mr. Bruni will make the wrong choice. Sure, he's a very intelligent person, but his motivation is what I call into question. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Annalise Zimmer. Hello?
They keep staying late.
Hello, Annalise? Hello, hello? Okay, sounds like we lost that person. Katie Gavinis from Homer.
Hi, my name is Katie Gavinis from Homer, Alaska. I was born here in Homer 32 years ago and have lived here ever since. And I am calling to strongly oppose the confirmation of Jason Bruni for DEC commissioner. I've been sitting on the line trying to think of whether or not there's anything new that I can add to this conversation, but just want to reiterate that three key points. One is the clear conflicts of interest and ethical questions that surround the appointment of Jason Bruni and what that raises in terms of whether or not he can do this job in an impartial way. And I think it's pretty clear from, his social media accounts as well as his public record and statements he's made even in the last few weeks that he isn't going to be able to do this in an impartial way. And as others have said, he's an incredibly, intelligent, well-educated person, but that's not what's at question here. It's whether or not he can do this job in an impartial way, and it's clear that that is not likely to happen. Also, as others have mentioned, just the erosion of trust that this appointment creates is a separate and important thing to consider. And finally, the people of the state of Alaska, as well as the ecosystems that support us here, deserve a commissioner who really fully understands and
can we ask you to please wrap up?
The long-term impacts and, the salmon and fishermen and all of us that depend on this place need that. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Apologies for mispronouncing your name. Thank you for your testimony. Next is Cheryl Wasili.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Wasili. I am representing myself. I'm from Agiagic, Alaska, the first village downstream of the proposed Pebble Mine. I do not support the confirmation of Jason Bruni to head the Department of Environmental Conservation. His past work as the head of public affairs and governmental relations for Anglo-American is reason enough. How can someone who is in support of Pebble not have a biased approach when the time comes to decide if Pebble will receive key permits to move forward? He has also worked as the executive director for the Resource Development Council, which has been a supporter of Pebble as well. Bruni's pro-development stance and past work history does not reflect DEC's mission statement, which is conserving, improving, and protecting Alaska's natural resources and environment to enhance the health, safety, economic, social, and social well-being of Alaskans. Make the right and moral choice to not confirm Jason Bruni to head the Department of Environmental Conservation. Thank you for allowing me to testify.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling in this evening. Next is Kyle Wingingham, then Eric Felstad, then Melissa Heuer, then Kay Holowatch. And just want to announce again, please, once you've testified, if you would please hang up to open up the line for the next person. Kyle?
Yes, good evening, everybody. Thanks for putting this all together. My name's Kyle Willingham. I was born in Juneau, Alaska. I've been a resident of this state for 33 years my whole life, and I fish out in the Aleutians in the winter, and I fish salmon in the summer. And on the basis of common sense, I think it's pretty important for everyone listening to remember something that hasn't been said, and I'm kind of curious why it hasn't been said. 30 years ago today, my father, who was an employee of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, he was cleaning oil off the beaches of Prince William Sound. I'm not trying to put what's happening tonight in bed with that, but, 30 years ago, something terrible happened, and if we don't learn from it, and, it's just, this is too crazy to even consider. You got a guy who's clearly biased. He's clearly one-sided. It's not that he's not smart. He's totally competent. He's totally capable. But in what direction? If we confirm this man, it's going to be a joke. Nobody's going to have any faith in DEC. I implore all of you to make the right choice and really think about this. If we screw this up and this mine happens and something goes wrong, for an honest mistake or otherwise. You can't mitigate your way out of it. It's done. It's over. And we're going to look back and say, wow, 30 years after the Exxon Valdez oil spill happened, they did what? Are you serious? How is that even allowed? How is that possible? For what? You know, why? So I won't take up any more time. Thank you very much. I appreciate all of you spending your evening doing this. I'm sure you'd all rather be eating dinner and going to sleep. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Willingham. This is my favorite part of this job, so I am happy to be here. Next is Eric Felstad, then Melissa Hewer, then Kay Holowatch.
Hi, this is Eric Felstad. I live in Anchorage. I'm here in my personal capacity. I'm an attorney. So I've known Jason for a long time, almost 20 years. I've interacted in a lot of capacities on boards, trade groups, and as a client. So I feel I have, you know, kind of an inside perspective on how the man thinks, who he is, and his character. On who he is, he's high energy. I think everyone's got that. I would say emphasize this, and I think it's hugely relevant now. He's a good person. He is a boss who people like to work for. In an organization like DEC with all the challenges, that's a huge attribute. There's a lot of discussion tonight about one project or resource development. I haven't heard anyone talk about everything else, which is actually most of what DEC is doing. Huge challenges in rural Alaska. Probably $1 billion just to get water and sewer to the 3,000 houses that don't have it. Jason Bruni is the type of person who will look at that and take it as a challenge. He climbs the big mountains. So I know there's very strong feelings about resource development, very strong feelings about Pebble, but I would urge people to look at the individual and the character of the man. I know him. I see what he does. I see him coaching sports leagues. I see him stepping up to charities. I see when people step up to charities, he's not just the one who steps up. He's the first person to donate. He is a man of great character. I urge his confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony this evening. Next is Melissa Hewer.
Hi, my name is Melissa Hoyer. I'm speaking on behalf of myself, my family, and the 14,000 Alaskan members of the Susitna River Coalition based in the Upper Susitna Valley. I'm testifying tonight in opposition to the appointment of Jason Bruni. At a time when Alaska needs to be diversifying our economy, we need a commissioner who is balanced and unbiased. Bruni's background and work history clearly shows that he's in favor of all development, regardless of benefit to the people of Alaska or the long-term environmental impacts to our communities, economies, and food security. Some examples include his close personal work to advance the Pebble Mine Project and the Susitna-Wautana Dam Project, both against the strong opposition of the Alaskan people. Alaska's economy and long-term success and livability depend on more than his limited experience pushing development projects. The Commissioner of Environmental Conservation should be balancing the environmental and economic priorities of the people while focusing on the long-term benefits for our state. Bruni is clearly not qualified to make balanced decisions, and he should not be appointed to this role. Please do not confirm Jason Bruni and find someone more appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony this evening. Apologies for mispronouncing your name. Next is Kay Holowatch. It's probably wrong.
Hi, am I on?
Yes, you are. Please state your name. And
great.
Yes.
Okay, this is Kay Holowatch, and I'm a first-timer calling in, so thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. I've been in Alaska for 32 years, and like many, I was drawn here by its ultimate beauty, and that's what keeps me here also. And I'm strongly opposed to the confirmation of Jason Bruni to the position of Commissioner of Environmental Conservation. He might be a really nice guy and very professional and great at what he does, but given his affiliations and close ties with Pebble and other mining organizations, oil and gas, and resource development, and think globally, develop locally, I know he would most assuredly bring a different perspective to that position, but that perspective would be in direct odds with the mission of the Department of Environmental Conservation. Supporting Pebble Mine while guiding this department seems like a clear conflict of interest. I am representing myself, but my kids' kids, their kids, the quality of life for our children, our children's children, and on down the line depends on the decisions we make today. Please, please do not confirm Jason Bruni, who might be a nice guy, but I don't think he would be good at the Commissioner of Environmental Conservation. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you very much. We're going to do two more here on the off-net, and then I'm going to go back to Anchorage and then to Sitka LIO. So two on the off-nets are Christy Fry and then Amanda Johnston. Christy?
Yeah, hi. Am I on?
Yep. Go ahead and state your name and give us your testimony.
My name is Christy Fry. I am representing myself. And I really want to thank Mr. Willingham for his testimony earlier. I really appreciate that. And like most everything about the Dunleavy administration so far, the nomination of Jason Grenier as head of the DEC reeks of foxes guarding hen houses and backroom deals. Putting someone in charge of mining permits that has such clear ties to the most ill-conceived mine location on the planet is just plain wrong, just as the Pebble Mine project is just plain wrong. Best case scenario, they build a tailings pile dam that lasts 100 years. 100 years from now, I want my ancestors to have access to sustainable, healthy salmon runs, just as the people of Bristol Bay had that access 2,000 or more years ago. And please reject this nominee. And thank you for the opportunity.
Homer. You're from Homer, Ms. Fry, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Next is Amanda Johnston.
Thanks for taking my call. Good evening. I'm also calling in from Homer, and my name is Amanda Johnston, and I'm calling in on behalf of myself as a small business owner. I would like to strongly oppose the confirmation of Jason Grenier, and I ask our representatives tonight to listen to all of these people, all of their constituents calling in, and not appoint Jason Grenier to this very, very important position. It is a blatant conflict of interest to ask a man who once represented Pebble Mine to now be in the position to be granting that same mine these key permits they would need to develop their mine here. Unlike what the other supporters of Mr. Grenier has said tonight earlier, this is not about his character. It's not about how he donates. It's not about charities and baseball games and his family. No one's talking about his personality. We're talking at looking at the facts, looking about what he said in the past, his statements, and his inability to be an unbiased environmental commissioner of our environment here in Alaska. Please, please do not confirm him and listen to your constituents. Thank you for allowing me to testify.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony, Ms. Johnston. It is 7:15, and so this is our cutoff. If you are signed up to testify at this time, we're going to go through the list, and we believe we'll be able to complete the list this evening. We've been checking in throughout the evening so far, and it doesn't sound like there have been any issues with the phone lines being overwhelmed. Appreciate people helping us out with hanging up as soon as you've completed your testimony. So it seems like we're have things under control so far. We weren't sure how that was going to go, but seems like it's working. So at this point, we've cut it off. But again, if you're signed up now, then you will have the opportunity. So the next person is going to be David Sam at the Sitka LIO, and then Alia Sira at the Anchorage LIO, and then we'll go to a couple more of the off-nets. David?
Thank you. David Sam calling from Sitka. I'm for the opposition of Jason Bruni as DEC commissioner, not only because of Pebble Mine, but other issues around the environmental aspect of what's happening here in Sitka. The environment has been overly harsh on the herring industry here, commercial, as well as the cultural and traditional use of herring. I strongly oppose someone who has supported Pebble Mine, and it's not only 100 years of dealing or waiting for the tailings to leach into the environment. It's disastrous. It's been shown to be disastrous. Once it's there forever. And once that leaks out into the environment, it's not only the fish, but the people. The people will suffer culturally. We will suffer for many years to come. and the issue of tailings, the issues around mining in British Columbia and the effect on Southeast Alaska is tremendous. I really feel that just because someone who has worked with Native corporations in the past does not give him any added plus. A number of shareholders have problems with development in their region, be it oil, be it gold. So I strongly oppose Jason Booney for this position. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sam. Appreciate your testimony this evening. Next to Alia Sierra at the Anchorage LIO.
My name is Alicia Sierra, and I'm a lifelong Alaskan testifying on behalf of myself today. I've had the pleasure of knowing Jason Bruni professionally and personally for many years, and I can say without question that he is the right person to lead the Department of Environmental Conservation for Alaska. I got to know Jason and his strong moral character as he held the position of board president in my previous job. I can say that without question that I would not be where I am today in my career without his support, encouragement, and guidance. In my professional experiences with Jason, he tends to play devil's advocate on most issues. He thoughtfully and thoroughly examines all sides of a problem and listens to input before making a decision. He is considerate, professional, and for as long as I've had the pleasure of knowing him, he has always done what's right for Alaska. He takes a scientific approach. He respects the regulatory process and unwaveringly believes that Alaska should have the highest environmental standards in the world. I'm proud to call Jason a mentor, a colleague, and a friend. He cares about the environment, he cares about the economy, and he genuinely has the best interests of our state in mind for future generations. I urge you to approve Jason Bruni to serve as the DEC commissioner for this great state of Alaska and appreciate your consideration of my testimony.
Thank you very much. I apologize on your name. It had it spelled as A-L-I-A-A. I wasn't sure what that spelled. Thank you for your testimony. We're going to go back to the off-nets here. And next is Timothy Gervais, followed by Conrad Schad, followed by Mark Budin, and then Brian Heimerblum. Timothy?
Good evening, House Resource Committee. This is Timothy Gervais from Ruby. I am testifying on behalf of Clean Salmon Habitat and our family fishing business. I strongly oppose the confirmation of Jason Bruni as Commissioner of Department of Environmental Conservation. He is too closely aligned with the Pebble Partnership to be an impartial regulator. He would not hold the Pebble Partnership and other development companies to a high enough standard to protect our watersheds and environment. Therefore, we'd not be able to maintain sustainable salmon runs. Once the watersheds are destroyed, they will be ruined for centuries. This is an opportunity for the state legislature to help protect the last great salmon habitat left in the world. My family asked the House Resource Committee to not confirm Jason Bruni and wait until a real conservationist is appointed. Please be our heroes. The status quo of healthy salmon habitat is meeting subsistence and commercial salmon harvesting needs. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony tonight. Next, we're going to go to Conrad Schad from Homer.
Schad from Homer, Alaska. I'm a 39-year resident of this beautiful state, and I strongly oppose the appointment of Jason Bruni. What is the point of a permitting process? Shouldn't there be some check and balance for the industry seeking the permit? But by putting a 100% pro-mining person in charge of issuing permits for mining, you make a mockery about the whole process. Just like you wouldn't put an arsonist in charge of a fire department, you don't put the most biased pro-mining person in charge of keeping regulations for mining and stuff. A guy who already offers to get rid of regulations before he's even appointed. please don't put Jason Bruni in charge of the DEC. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony this evening. Next, we're going to go to Mark Boudin from Anchorage.
Hello. Thank you for allowing me to participate in our democracy. I'm Mark Boudin from Anchorage, and I'm representing myself and the future for my children. A number of callers noted the obvious conflict of interest inherent in this appointment. I believe that the reason for this appointment is not to protect our environment, but rather to advance the Pebble Mine. The proponents of this mine don't say that the gold they plan to extract is worth more than our salmon fishery. They insist that there's no possibility of a disaster that could harm the fishery. If they truly believe that, then they should accept the requirement that anybody working on or benefiting from this mine sign a legally binding document that puts their net worth at risk along with our fishery. If the nets of our fishermen become worthless, so should the net worth of the people and corporations who destroy the fishery. Those signing should include the mining companies and their corporate officers. It should include the banks who fund the project. It should include the mine workers and the engineers and the security guards who guard the tailings dam so the terrorists can't cause it to fail. A disaster could still occur, but we would know that everyone involved had done their best to protect their fishery. Some will argue that this would stop the project because it is too much risk for them to accept. But if they will not accept this risk, why should we? I suggest that Jason Bury's appointment be rejected, and we wait to see if the change in climate destroys the fishery in some other way. If it does, then the mine can proceed, since it could provide jobs for at least some of displaced fishermen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony this evening. I had announced Brian Heimerblum, but it looks like we've lost Brian. Then I'm going to read the next few names. Weston McKenzie, and then we had Willie Pretty, but it looks like we've lost that person. Jennifer Taylor, and then Eric Beeman. So Weston McKenzie.
Hi, my name is Weston McKenzie. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. I attend the University of Alaska Anchorage location. Thank you for letting me testify today. I'm calling on behalf of myself, and I strongly oppose Jason Bruni as DEC commissioner. He spent much of his career working for mining companies. He has much bias in his position, as everyone has said. He has a major conflict of interest. He does not have the majority of Alaskan interest in acting in his position, as you can tell by this hearing and last. This is my first time testifying, but I heard how the last one went. I believe he has the main purpose of his election to advance the Pebble Mine. The Pebble Mine is not compatible with the world's last truly wild and sustainable fishery that provides thousands of jobs for Alaskans and Americans. Mines that the Pebble has done before, the Pebble Corporation has worked with before, have failed and produced catastrophic results. The federal permitting process has not been fair or transparent and shortened the review period for all citizens and elected officials. The people need to be heard, honestly, and this isn't a personal attack on Jason Bruni. I'm sure he is a nice, charismatic person, but I feel like he's unfit for this job, and he's a poor choice for Alaska and DEC commissioner. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Next, we are going to go to Jennifer Taylor. Jennifer?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm actually calling you from BC in Canada, but I am a 30-year resident of Alaska, and from my own experience of fishing, in this. To construction work in Southeast Alaska.
Can you please state your name for the record?
Prosperity. Hello.
Pardon me for interrupting. Could you please state your name for your testimony? Apologies.
Oh, so sorry. We'll just back up here. Jennifer Taylor, I'm calling you from Fort St. John, British Columbia. However, my home and my property is in Hollis, Alaska. I'm a 30-year resident of Alaska. My first experience were fishing in Bristol Bay. I've also done construction work in Southeast. I still have some of my children are still working in on Prince of Wales Island. And I do need to know that I can come home to a safe environment where I can still depend upon a subsistence lifestyle. which I believe is the lifeblood of Alaska, and should and hopefully will be there to support us far beyond the mining industry. I'm calling to oppose this nomination based upon Jason Bruni's promotion of the mining industry that would interfere with ensuring compliance and enforcement activities. I'm not pleased right now to be paying more than 25% of my income to pay for the liability, which is an excess of, it's in excess of $1 billion just for the BC government to pay for the mining closure liabilities from the Mount Polley mining disaster, from the tailings dam collapse at Imperial Metals mine in 2014. That disaster has cost all of us in BC. It's considered to be, next to the Valdez disaster, one of the biggest disasters in North America. Still,
Ms. Taylor
has not paid me. Yes?
Apologies, your time has run out. If I could please ask you to wrap up.
Okay, and so I just urge Alaskans to research what has happened recently in BC with the mining industry and how it's affecting everyone here. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you have anything you want to send to the committee, to house.resources@akledge.gov, we'll make sure all the committee members receive that. Okay, next we're going to take a few more. We have just a couple people in LIO, so I'm going to take a few more here on the off-nets and then go to LIOs. Eric Beeman, followed by Ian Blake, followed by Carolyn Nichols, and then Ellen Vandevies. Eric?
Yeah, good evening. My name is Eric Beeman. I live in Peterson Bay across from Homer. I'm a fifth-year Alaska Setnetter. I'm also president of the Ugashic Setnet Association. I'd like to go on record this evening opposing Jason Bruin's appointment to head the DEC. As a former spokesman for the Pebble Partnership and a staunch mining advocate, his nomination to head the department, which regulates mine permitting, would be the antithesis of fair process. And I guess for myself, speaking frankly, even the nomination is insulting to those of us who have hoped for better from this administration. Based on what I've seen, what I've read, I actually feel that Mr. Bruni is the fox. Our Bristol Bay salmon resources are the hen house, and I don't think that the former should be guarding the latter. And probably the last thing I like to say is I've heard a couple people say that, you know, that the people that don't know Jason Bruni don't know what he's like. And I appreciate their comments, but I do feel, even though I do not personally know Jason Bruni, I've certainly seen an awful lot of his stances publicly. And that's really what this is about. We've seen where his loyalties lie, and I do not believe that FEMA points it to the DEC that we can have any sort of fairness. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony. Next is Ian Blake.
Hi, yeah, my name is Ian Blake. I'm calling from Anchorage's 19th District, representing myself, my family, including my seven-month-old daughter. I'm calling tonight to oppose the appointment of Jason Bruni as commissioner of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. I don't know Mr. Bruni personally. I heard some lovely statements from coworkers and individuals that he's nice, that he's well-educated and has a great character. Unfortunately, all I have to judge him by is his public statements, and I certainly have concerns about his history there. Mr. Bruni certainly has a years-long history of passionate public advocacy for a large mining project. He now says he can evaluate like every other. Having witnessed his passion and emotion for the Pebble Project, I just find that quite unbelievable, actually. In addition, he stated that his personal philosophy leans towards developing locally, and that seems incongruent with a mission statement that you guys have heard repeated tonight of DEC conserving, improving, and protecting Alaska's natural resources. I'm a former employee of DEC. In my time there, I certainly didn't see promoting development as the priority of my public service. Please do not advance this confirmation. To paraphrase Uncle Ted's famous position on the Pebble Mine, he's the wrong person for the wrong department. Thanks for the opportunity to testify tonight, and have a good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Blake. If you live in District 19, I'm your representative. Next is Carolyn Nichols.
Yes, my name is Carolyn Nichols. My home is in Sitka, Alaska, and I've been there for 35 years. I am in opposition to Jason Boone as commissioner to the DEC. I feel he is clearly biased, particularly towards mining, and that he has clear conflicts of interest. I would think the state would benefit from a leader in the DEC who would not have to recuse himself from about 98% of his job due to conflicts of interest. And yes, this is a lot about Pebble Mine, but it's also about a lot of other things. Clean water in Southeast from the cruise ships, good streams for our fish, many other things. So please, my vote is no on Jason Boone, and I urge you to do the same. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Next is Ellen Vandevies, and then we're going to go to the Anchorage LIO for Paul Glarnerich and Lacey Machaud. Ms. Vandevies?
Hi, my name is Ellen Vandevies from Palmer, and thank you for this opportunity to speak. And my fear is that we have a hearing, but it's not listened to. I strongly oppose this nomination. As wonderful a guy as Mr. Bruni probably is, as a good science nerd and so forth, charitable, this is not the proper place to put his talents. We need an impartial person to head up a protection agency, not a promote pollution agency. So I ask you legislators to look at the already serious erosion of trust in our government. Listen closely and decide in good faith whether this nomination is truly in the best interest of our clean water, clean air, our health, our salmon, our renewable resources, and the future of Alaska. So thank you for considering all of this, and I sure hope you're listening and that you're working for us, not for outside extraction interests. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ms. Vandevies. Appreciate your testimony. After we do the two at the Anchorage LIO, next will be Renee Lemires, then Kathy Johnson, then Bruce Skolnick, then Rochelle Harrison. At the Anchorage LIO, next is Paul Glarnerich.
Close. Glarnerich.
Okay. I think some of the spellings are a little off tonight. Please go ahead and provide your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the House Resources. My name is Paul Glarnerich, and I'm a resident of Anchorage, Alaska. I wish to go on record in support of Mr. Bruni for Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation, and I recommend that this committee support him as well. His credentials have already been provided to you by many of the former speakers, and I will not reiterate them here other than to second them as being impeccable. I would like to make a comment, though, based on observation. There seems to be a major concern on the part of many Alaskans that the commissioner of DEC can unilaterally make a yay or nay decision, already the permitting of a resource development project. I would point out that that's not the case. And such decisions represent the product of multiple state agencies, all of which are staffed by competent scientists. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I'm thankful it's not just me, it's the spelling here that's making me get these so wrong. So apologies on the name there. Next is Lacey Machaud, possibly incorrect as well.
actually, you're right.
Okay, good.
Good evening. My name is Lacey Michaud, and I am here on behalf of the Alaska Miners Association to support the nomination of Jason Bruni as commissioner for the DEC. AMA is a membership trade association that represents not only large mines in Alaska, but also our small placer mining operations, many family-owned sand, gravel, and rock quarry operations, exploration projects, and the vendors and contractors that make a living from a healthy mining industry. Alaska Miners have worked with Mr. Bruni for a number of years, most recently in his role at CIRI. He has developed a reputation within the regulated community as having extensive knowledge on Alaska biology. When approaching any issue, Mr. Bruni has always focused on the science, maintained that resource development must be responsible, and strive to achieve what is truly best for Alaska. Mr. Bruni has worked in Alaska in the private, public, and nonprofit sectors, and in all, he has remained focused on science above politics. As a science-based regulatory agency, DEC would greatly benefit from Mr. Bruni's technical expertise, and AMA supports his confirmation as commissioner. Thank you for the opportunity to speak in support of Mr. Bruni.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony this evening. That completes everyone except the two folks here in Juneau. So we're going to do a few off nets and then come in the room. That's okay? Okay, great. Thank you so much. And so let's go then to Renee Lemires. Do we have Renee?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. My name is Renee Lemires, and I'm calling from an off-grid homestead in the Alaska Range, courtesy of Solar Power. And I'm representing Ultimate Rivers. I'm a small business person, and I do sports fishing, wilderness sports fishing in South Carolina and Kamchatka, Russia. I've been an Alaska resident for almost 40 years. And I started my guiding career on the rivers of Bristol Bay, and I've spent a lot of time, probably too much of my life, out there on the rivers. So I'm intimately familiar with the fishery out there and the resources and the culture and the people, and there's been a lot of really good testimony tonight, almost overwhelmingly in opposition to the appointment of Jason Bruni, and I'd like to join and add my voice in opposition to the appointment of Jason Bruni for obvious conflict of interest. Background, I don't know him personally, like others have said, and what's going on is basically some of the comments he's made in public and his background, and it's obvious conflict of interest to have him appointed as commissioner of the DEC. And I'd like to just add a few things, some observations, any other arguments that have been presented tonight. These rivers of Bristol Bay represent some of the finest low fishing and will create other recreation opportunities in the world for people. And they're a priceless resource. And we need to have people in charge of the story process who understand that and have a background in conservation and preservation. And Jason Bruni is clearly not the man for this. And therefore, support something like this. This is the owner state, folks.
Could we have you please?
And I'll turn the state and make it clear.
Could we have you please wrap up?
The Pebble Project, and we're making it clear tonight in our testimony. So anyway, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony this evening. Next is Kathy Johnson.
Hi, can you hear me?
Sure can. Go ahead.
My name is Kathy Johnson. I'm from Homer, Alaska. I've lived in Alaska for over 50 years. I'm representing myself and my family. Our family commercial fishes. My children fish boat in Bristol Bay. I'm opposed to the Jason Bruni appointment, issuing permits and regulating mines, as he has a conflict of interest. There is no trust. We need someone who protects and represents our salmon industry. I was here for the Exxon Valdez spill. It killed many species of sea life. Exxon's answer to the problem was to write everyone checks in Alaska that suffered. Alaska cannot take that type of disaster again. Alaska is beautiful. Let's leave it that way for our children. Please do not appoint Jason Bruni. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Appreciate your testimony. Next is, let's see here. Let's do a couple more, and then we're going to come into the room. Rochelle Harrison and Myra Scholes, and then we'll come into the room here, and we have, oops, at the other side. I know Griffin is one, and then Kirsa? Okay. Some of these are missing some letters, so that's okay. Okay, Rochelle, please. No, Rochelle? Okay. Rochelle, if you can call back in, we'll get you back on. Myra Scholes? Pardon if it's wrong.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure can. Please state your name and go ahead.
Hi, my name is Myra Scholes, and thank you for the opportunity to testify. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, and I'm from Kodiak Island. And speaking on behalf of myself, and I'm calling in to strongly oppose the appointment of Jason Bruni as Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation. Because the DEC is responsible for protecting Alaska's irreplaceable environment, which includes permitting mines, and because of Jason Bruni's history as Pebble Mine spokesman when Anglo-American ran the Pebble Project, his appointment represents a grave conflict of interest. Pebble Mine threatens Bristol Bay, which is not only one of the world's last and greatest salmon runs, natural salmon runs, but also a place of economic, cultural, and ecological importance to Alaskans. Please do not confirm Jason Bruni as commissioner of the DEC. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Okay, then let's come in the room here, and I believe Griffin is first on the list, if you want to come up, and then you'll be next. Welcome.
Hi, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Griffin Plush. I am originally from Seward, but going to school here in Juneau now. And I am testifying tonight in opposition to the confirmation of Jason Bruni to be commissioner of the DEC. Fundamentally, we young Alaskans invest trust in our elected officials to ensure that processes of government, of permitting, are see due process, that there's fairness, and that all voices are heard. Today we've heard some testimony testifying to the friendliness of Mr. Bruni, and that seems to be the case. But my concern is that he is more friendly to transnational corporations, transnational developers like his former employers, Anglo-American, than he is to young Alaskans like me who oppose dangerous extraction like Pebble Mine, which he has been a booster for years. That alone should be disqualifying. His background for so long being a booster for one specific industry that in a lot of senses has a chance of undermining the future environment that we hold, that will be my future, that will be my peers' future. One thing that is also important to note that I want to bring attention to that another testifier mentioned is that we're coming up on 30 years of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. In my home community of Seward, we saw massive devastation from that oil spill. And there were many promises before that spill that there would not be one drop of oil. Infamously, Senator Ted Stevens said that there would not be one drop of oil. The industry said it. And many promises were made, but faster than they expected, they weren't held accountable, and we saw oil in the Prince William Sound. We saw oil on our coast. And so it's the job of the state to hold industry accountable and not give them what they want, not be as friendly as they want. And that's why I'm testifying against the confirmation of Mr. Bruni. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony this evening. We appreciate it. And then I'm just going to let you put your name on the record because I feel like it's not, I don't think it's right on here.
I know. Unfortunately, it is spelled right on there. My name is Kirsha Hughes-Scandies.
Oh,
and I'm
Kirsha, pardon me. Okay,
thank speaking you. On behalf of myself, I live here in Juneau. I'm testifying on my own behalf as what Mr. Bruni has put in his own words as an anti-Alaska green shaking in my probably animal-killed or petroleum-based boots. That was one of his less than decorous and highly inflammatory tweets regarding last year's ballot measure 1. On Saturday, he quoted himself as publishing a recent article about striking back at his detractors as saying, "They know that I care for the environment. They know I care for our economy. They know that I care for our future, and they are worried we are going to make Alaska open for business again." I question why, in his own words, those ideas are contradictory. Supporters have said that he keeps an open mind. He does have some conservation background, which I respect and appreciate. But his most recent actions in acting as the designee have been to support getting rid of the Ocean Ranger program, even though it benefited the state $0 in our budget, and which he acknowledged. He said that primarily it was, quote, to show that we are open for business. So even if we could set aside his entire history, you know, Pebble Mine has been hammered on again and again. And it's true that even just in the last few months, he has numerous tweets tagging Anglo-Americans saying that they may have left Alaska, but their legacy lives on here. Even if we were to set all of that aside and give him a fresh slate, his actions just this year have, in my mind, disqualified him as acting in a nonpartisan function for the state's conservation. And he also said that we should get rid of the Ocean Rangers because we have no mining, oil, timber, or fish rangers. Well, leaving aside the fact that NOAA certainly does have observers on our trawlers and, in fact, is working on new electronic monitoring to make it less onerous for fishermen, why should the head of the DEC be asking why we have a safeguard for our pollution in the state from outside corporations? Why should he not be asking why don't we have them for our other industries that can exploit the state? So if being open for business means we're open for exploitation, then I have to oppose his confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for both of you waiting so long in the room to get your chance to testify. When you're at home, you can, you know, hang out on the couch or whatever. But here in the room, you got to really be into it. Okay, so we've completed everybody who's at the LIOs. So we're all left about 30 folks on the off net. So Rochelle Harrison is next, and then I'm just going to read the names so we can be ready. Cole Dale, then Connor Stott, then Tyler Hennigan, then James Selvig. Rochelle?
Yes, this is Rochelle Harrison. I'm representing myself and my family. I live in Bristol Bay, and I am calling to oppose the nomination, the confirmation of Jason Broom. You can hear me, right?
Yes, please continue.
Okay. My family and myself own a small business, a fishing business in the Bristol Bay area, and we depend upon the natural resources and fish being a healthy population there. The local population overall of Bristol Bay does oppose Pebble Mine, and Jason Boone has shown and spoken in favor of this mine. He seems to be very biased in his favor of the industry at the cost of the natural resources that we need to continue with our lifestyle out there. Thank you very much for listening to my testimony, and I hope that you'll vote against confirming Jason Green. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony this evening. Next is Cole Dale.
My name is Cole Deal, and I'm testifying on behalf of myself. I oppose Jason Bruni's confirmation as commissioner of the DEC. With this position, Jason Bruni cannot be objective in reviewing permit applications Pebble would need to submit to the DEC before it can develop this large copper and gold mine. And while Bruni has personally said he's neither against or for the Pebble project, his previous work history does dictate that he can't be held accountable for decisions with the ongoing Pebble process and important environmental decisions regarding Alaska's wild resources. Therefore, I don't support Jason Green's nomination to lead the DEC.
Thank you. From Anchorage. Yes. Okay, next we had Connor Stott. It looks like that person has become unavailable. If somehow you dropped off, please call back. Tyler Hennigan is next.
Hi, yeah, my name is Tyler Hennigan. I am calling from Mountain Village, but I'm a resident of Anchorage, Alaska. Myself and my friends are currently sitting down to a dinner of delicious Bristol Bay sockeye salmon, and I find it frankly unfathomable that as a state we are even considering the nomination of Jason Bruni. In the interest of Alaskans and the future of our children, it is imperative that we must promote the health of our ecosystems, and that's something that I think Jason Bruni is simply incapable of doing. His track record and public statements show that he is not in favor of promoting a healthy ecosystem. And again, I just want to ask that you do not nominate him to the position of the commissioner of the DEC. Thanks very much for your time. Have a good night.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony and just rubbing it in with the Bristol Bay salmon there. next is James Selvig.
Hello, my name is James Selvig. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I currently live in Soldotna, but I'm from Kodiak originally. And my family, my grandfather, my father, and my mom have all fished commercially in Bristol Bay, and we've depended on salmon for our livelihood, you know, all my life and for a couple of generations now. And they both had to deal with the Exxon Valdez oil spill, and I feel like after something like that, it's just unfathomable that you would be not, like, this guy would be nominated for this position. I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
No problem.
I'm sure Jason Bruni is a nice guy, despite, you know, the tweets I've seen from him, but, you know, kind of would give me the opposite idea. But, yeah, I am strongly opposed to his appointment, and thanks for letting me speak. That's all.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your testimony. And if there was more that you wanted to say and didn't, feel free to email us at house.resources@akledge.gov. Next is Cheryl Bachelor, and then followed by Mark Niver, Sue Sprinkle, and Joe McKenzie. Cheryl?
Yes, thank you. This is Cheryl Beckler in Homer, Alaska, and I represent myself and my family. I wanted to testify tonight. I strongly oppose Mr. Bruni's nomination to run the Alaska DEC because I truly don't believe he will be able to make decisions that are in the best interest of Alaskans and especially the environment in our state, and that's based on his past record. I'm particularly concerned about the pebble mine that's being proposed. I'm a landowner in the Bristol Bay area. A lot of people have spoken very eloquently tonight, but in brief, I wanted to oppose Mr. Bruni's nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. We appreciate your testimony this evening. Next is Mark Niver.
Good afternoon, or good evening, I should say. This is Mark Niver, 42-year resident of Alaska, 39-year fisherman of Bristol Bay, representing commercial fishermen for Bristol Bay. I'm the president. That's 1,400 permit holders in Bristol Bay. We oppose the nomination of Jason Bruni. Just a few things that have gone on in his background. He's just last year openly stated on his Twitter account that he states that Bristol Bay and the Bristol Bay watershed and Pebble, he has no doubt, this was stated several years ago, that they can coexist. Mr. Bruni leans towards development, where we want someone who leans towards conservation. As you all hear tonight, there are many Alaskans that have taken the time out of their day either to be there at your office or on the phone waiting for hours on end to talk to you. They want a conservationist at that in this department. We don't want someone who leans towards development. Pebble Mine, you're going to hear from Pebble Mine from now until it is dead. So please, you folks out there, please listen to us. If you think that they can build and put a 2,000-foot hole just a few miles from Lake Ileana and a mile or so from the Kaktuli and have up to 5 containment reservoirs for the eternity, and that won't affect the Bristol Bay watershed, well, then we need to find some different folks listening to us. So, anyway, we oppose Jason Bruni. Thank you for hearing tonight. Have a good evening and enjoy your Bristol Bay sockeye Sam and the other fellow.
Good night. Thank you. Okay, so we're getting doing pretty good here in the list. I got a dozen or so more, and so we're going to continue on. I'm just going to read the names: Sue Sprinkle, followed by Joe McKenzie, followed by Erica Madison, followed by Brian Burke, and then Krista Richard Waters. So Sue Sprinkle.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Sure can. Please go ahead.
Oh, great. Great. Thank you. I'm Sue Sprinkle from Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm a big fan of the Alaska salmon that we're all talking about, but I'll continue with the my testimony here. It seems to me Jason Bruni seems to have a credibility issue, and his history as a cheerleader for mining, and more mining is what's got him in trouble. And I can't square how a person who loves Alaska, using air quotes, can support a project that would build an earthen dam the height of the Space Needle to hold back toxic materials on a fault line, and not worry about what could go wrong, because, as you say, 30 years ago, we know it can go wrong. His appointment mimics, to me, the appointment of a coal lobbyist as the head of our nation's EPA, which I still find astounding. And Alaska needs to protect its pristine air and water, which makes us special. It shouldn't be compromised by a cheerleader for the international extraction industries, which I fear he tends to want to work with. So his nomination feels like a finger in the eye of all Alaskans who want to protect our natural resources. And I oppose Jason's appointment as DEC commissioner. And thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony tonight, Sue. Next, we're going to go to Joe McKenzie.
This is Joe McKenzie. Can you hear me?
Sure can. Please state your name, or pardon me, just please give us your testimony.
Okay. I'm Joe McKenzie, representing myself and my family. I'm a business owner in Alaska. I oppose the appointment of Jason Bruni as a harvester of a renewable resource. That's a key word of my testimony tonight. That has financially sustained myself and my family for three generations. I question what has financially sustained Mr. Bruni to this point in his career. A conflict of interest seems obvious to myself and many others that utilize renewable resources. As legislative representatives to so many like myself, it is in your hands to make a decision. You can look forward far enough and realize that a potential unbiased position held at this level in the DEC could jeopardize many you represent. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony, Mr. McKenzie. Next is Erica Madison.
Hi, my name is Erica Madison. I am a Bristol Bay fisherman and small business owner. I would like to oppose Jason Brunet's appointment to the head of the Alaska Department of Conservation. I'd like to ask that we find an unbiased, neutral appointment, someone who will fairly regulate resource extraction, a commissioner who will look into safe and inventive economic opportunities for our state's development while protecting our profitable industries like commercial fishing. Jason is closely aligned with development companies and has come out in support of the Pebble Mine. I do not believe he can support the conserving, improving, and protecting of Alaska's natural resources while speaking for one of the largest mines ever considered in the state of Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Next is Brian Burke.
Hi, thank you very much for your time. My name is Brian Burke. I'm a resident of Anchorage. For more than 40 years, I'm here to represent myself, and I'm in opposition of the nomination for Mr. Bruni into the Department of Environmental Conservation. I believe Mr. Bruni has publicly stated that he's in support of the Pebble Mine. He's stated that he has no doubt that it can be developed safely and coexist with salmon fisheries. This brings up an interesting point, and that's a statement that was made back in 2018, and we are now just finding out the scope of the project. And so we've been waiting for a long time to hear, you know, what this mine is going to be. And but he already knows that it's a viable project that that won't be a detriment to the environment. And so with his alignment with mining industries, he had testimony from the AMA, which was obviously like to see him in this position. And so I'm just calling to strongly oppose his nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Burke. Appreciate your testimony. Next is Krista Waters.
Hello, my name is Krista Waters. I'm a commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay. I also live in Bristol Bay full year, and I'm opposed to Jason Bruni. He is pro-Pebble, which is anti-Bristol Bay, in my opinion. He's supporting the world's largest gold and copper mine that's getting pushed through, the fastest EIS that has ever been pushed through. I don't support anything that's pulling towards Pebble Mine, especially anyone that's affiliated with it. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony this evening. I'm going to read the last list of names so that folks will know where they are in the queue. Crawford Ear, followed by Melissa Guzin, Laura Wright, Noel Carbone, Jonathan Hoysock, Bernie Hoffman, Scott Bartlett, and then Pam Miller will be the last individual. Crawford? I'm sorry, this is a really bad connection. Is there any way you can improve that?
Yeah, I'll see if I can make it better. How about now?
That, I'm sorry, did not actually do any improvement.
Okay, I'm moving around in my house a little bit. The connection on my end has been really rough, so I've barely been able to hear the testimony. How about now? Is it better?
You know what? Just not coming through at all. I don't know if you could clearly state just support or oppose. You know what? I'm so sorry, Mr. Ear, but just nothing is coming through at all. Perhaps you could hang up and try and call back, and we'll get you right back in. But we'll go to the next person for now. Nothing was coming through at all. Melissa Guzin? Melissa? Oh, they're on the same line. Okay. I hope that you will both try to call back and will and be very interested in your testimony. Laura Wright from Talkeetna? Is Laura available?
Hi, this is Laura Wright from
Talkeetna. Hi there. Go ahead.
I am testifying on my behalf. And while I've been waiting, I've been eating some delicious smoked salmon and kale, both of which were grown and swam in the beautiful Susitna Valley where I live, in the Susitna watershed. And I am strongly against Jason Bruni's confirmation. I understand from the testimony that he is a science guy, a science nerd. I'm wondering if he has enough science that he can figure out how to contain a tailing pile forever. How he's going to prevent a 700-foot-high earthen dam or concrete dam from breaking during an earthquake. I am doubtful that he can be partial, given his past work history. I want a more balanced representative in this position. We have declining salmon populations. We have challenges related to climate change. We should be doing everything that we can to protect what we currently have. And frankly, I'm not seeing that right now. And I very much doubt that Jason Bruni is going to improve the situation. So please reject his confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony this evening, Ms. Wright. Next is Noel Carbone, also from Talkeetna.
Yeah, hi there. This is Noel Carbone from Talkeetna. I'm calling to represent myself. I'm a small business owner in the Upper Susitna Valley, and I'm calling to oppose Jason Bruni as a Commissioner of Environmental Conservation. It is very obvious that Mr. Bruni is biased towards mining
and mega projects and outside interests. We need, and it's important to have a commissioner who will be balanced and will do the hard work of conserving, protecting, and improving our Alaskan resources for all Alaskans. It's very clear that he has a giant conflict of interests and has no business serving as a DEC commissioner. I'm not doubting Mr. Bruni's character or his intelligence, but his work for the mining industries, his past comments should disqualify him for this position. I think it's really important that that the committee look towards what's best for all Alaskans and not just these big mega projects and businesses. So very strongly oppose Mr. Bruni as a commissioner of environmental conservation. And thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you very much, Ms. Carbone. We really appreciate your testimony this evening. Doesn't look like Crawford or Melissa have rejoined the call, or have they? Okay, let's try them again. Crawford, are you available?
Hello, this is Crawford Parr.
Perfect, we can hear you.
Yeah, great. It's a better connection. I'm speaking on behalf of myself. I'm a pilot. I live here in Anchorage. I've been in the state since 96. I started out in Dillingham, and I've been in town in Anchorage with my daughter since 2000. And we're opposed to the confirmation of Mr. Bruni for the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation. Basically, for the obvious reasons stated by so many people who have commented ahead of us, primarily it is obvious to me that a person with as extensive a background in advancing mining interests, including the ill-conceived Pebble Project, is patently unqualified for the position at the DEC due to an extreme conflict of interest. If there was any question at all about Mr. Bruni's position, he put those questions to rest when he recently asked a room full of mining representatives at a Resource Development Council meeting which environmental regulations they would like to see eliminated if he had the power to do that for them. Thank you very much for the opportunity to hear my input, and I stand for clean water and wild salmon.
Thank you very much. I think it was Mr. Park you said. Appreciate your testimony this evening. And then Melissa, are you back on the line then too?
I am.
Okay. Melissa, please go ahead and state your name and give us your testimony.
My name is Melissa Guzin, and I oppose Jason Bruni's appointment due to the obvious extreme conflict of interest. I've lived in Alaska for 46 years. I grew up in Gakona on the Copper River. I've lived in Juneau, Valdez, Fairbanks, Bristol Bay, including Dillingham, Togiak, and Clark's Point, and now in Anchorage. I support those that have spoken opposition against Mr. Bruni this evening. I stand for clean water, wild salmon statewide, and I oppose this confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony. So glad you could both get back on the line. Okay, last four individuals here. Jonathan Hoysock. Jonathan?
Yes.
Hi there.
I'm Jonathan Hoysock. I'm calling in opposition to Jason Bruni. I'm calling from Orangeburg, Pennsylvania, which is within 1 hour of where the appointing governor had done maybe comes from.
I'm so sorry, but it's a really bad connection. I don't know if you can sort of resituate yourself and try again.
I'm calling in opposition of Jason Bruni.
Okay, there you go. We can hear you.
I'm calling from Orangeburg, Pennsylvania, which is within one hour of where the appointing Governor Mike Dunleavy comes from in Coal Region, Pennsylvania. I think it's really good. I hope it doesn't happen there. I rely on the income from sport fishing in Bristol Bay, and I think there's a conflict of interest because he's in support of the Pebble Mine, and that's my testimony.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that connection worked well enough to get those points through. It's really late for you, so I imagine you want to go to bed now. Thank you for waiting. Next, we have Bernie Hoffman.
Oh, yes. Hi. Am I online now?
You sure are. Please state your name and give us your testimony.
Thank you. Yes. Well, thank you for this opportunity to speak. My name is Bernie Hoffman. I represent myself. I've been a three-decades-long Fairbankson. I'm asking you to not confirm Jason Bruni as the next DEC commissioner. I strongly oppose this nomination. He has too much pro-industry baggage and could not possibly represent all Alaskans fairly. A majority of Alaskans want clean water, clean air, and our sustainable resources, like the Bristol Bay salmon, and the regulations that make them so. Last week at the RDC breakfast, Jason indicated that he wants to gut regulations. This sounds like a national platform of the Trump presidency. It appears that he represents those who want to take our resources, give us pennies for them, and then leave a toxic trail for decades, if not centuries, to clean up, if that's even possible, i.e. pebble mine, when there's a failure. We don't need that attitude in our state government. We need someone who will be, you know, working on the climate catastrophe that is going on right now. Maybe we need to start talking about a petition to recall this governor based on so many of the bad choices he has made so far, including this nomination. We need the adult back in the governor's office, house. Governor Walker, we need you back in the governor's mansion.
Just wrapping up and just, you're actually a little bit out of time here. If you have a summary statement, want to keep it to the topic of the evening, if we could ask you to do that.
Just making decisions that are best for Alaskans and Alaska. And thank you again for the opportunity and your time.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate your testimony this evening. And let's see, Scott Bartlett is next.
Hi, ma'am.
Yep, you sure are. Please state your name and give us your testimony.
Hi, this is Scott Bartlett from Homer, calling, representing myself and my family of five. And I'd like to state that I am in opposition to the confirmation of Jason Bruni. As earlier testimony has mentioned, the DEC has a broad mission with lots of different projects under its purview, but the nomination of a commissioner with such close ties to the Pebble partnership and project makes this nomination a single-issue nomination, in my view and a lot of people's view. I believe that it's raised purely for his impact that he could have on the Pebble regulating process, and that he would sweep that through. And I think that's completely untenable, inappropriate for Alaska. It's a spit in the eye. I think that nomination really is emblematic of eroding lack in faith in government. You know, cronies nominated to disband departments that they should be entrusted for. I would prefer a conservationist in that role. I would settle for an impartial individual in that role who can actually be trusted to weigh the issues at hand and view the importance of the Bristol Bay region and what it offers Alaska and the world for sustainability, for food, for economy, for all the people that depend on that. I am strongly in opposition to his confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony this evening. And last testifier for the evening is Pam Miller from Anchorage.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee, for the opportunity to testify this evening. My name is Pam Miller, and I'm Executive Director of Alaska Community Action on Toxics. We're a public interest environmental health and justice research and advocacy organization. I've had the occasion to meet with Jason Bruni on environmental health issues since he began serving as DEC commissioner. He is personable and friendly. My opposition to his appointment is not personal. I do question his objectivity given his work experience and alliance with the mining and oil and gas industries. In addition to concerns about impartiality, I am concerned that he is not capable of leading DEC in protecting public health through complex issues, including the extensive problem of contamination of drinking water sources from PFAS caused by industrial firefighting foams in dozens of communities around Alaska. The DEC proposed cleanup standards under his leadership for remediation of contaminated water and soil at PFAS sites. These are not health protective. And unlike other states that are taking the lead, ADEC has made no move toward establishing enforceable drinking water standards that will protect people's health. I have concerns about his ability to represent the public interest and to protect public and environmental health through complex permitting decisions and in addressing the serious public health threats associated with climate change and industrial contamination of the Arctic that will have effects on future generations. His demonstrated bias will get in the way of furthering the mission of DEC to protect environmental and human health. And I ask you to please vote to oppose this nomination. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Miller. Appreciate your testimony this evening. That's going to close out our testimony for the evening. We had wanted to be done by 8 o'clock, and the time is now 8:18. I'm just going to take a brief at ease. The time is, we're going to conclude this evening's meeting. Members do have additional questions for the commissioner, but we will arrange a time to do those just during a regular committee meeting, probably not next week because I think that schedule's set, but very early then the following week. And then, of course, being on the phone is no problem at all. Maybe preferable that you may prefer that you could be here, but it's no problem at all to have you on the phone. And this one, there was a lot of interest in public testimony, so we have completed the public testimony. So let me just make sure that that's clear, that public testimony is now closed. And so I want to thank all the Alaskans that took time to participate in the public testimony. But the public testimony, for anyone listening in that had strong feelings, keep in mind it's just one piece of it, because we've also received dozens and dozens of letters, quite a number of letters in support of him, as well as some in opposition. So if you're interested in seeing those, please go to the AK Ledge website, and you'll be able to see that, just to get a full breadth of what we are receiving, both in support and opposition. There were about 9 individuals that dropped off during the time. If you had wanted to submit testimony but were unable to wait on the line for your turn, again, the email address is house.resources@akledge.gov. If there's no other business to come before the committee, thank you to everyone. Thank you so much to Thatcher and to Abel, who have worked so hard to get all the emails entered and online to make sure the public testimony is available for everyone. Okay, thanks, everybody. Have a great night. It's 8:21, and we are adjourned.